Welcome to Good Money Moves, the show where we share financial tips and advice to help you feel financially empowered. I'm Jenna Tauble, AVP of Marketing at First Alliance Credit Union, and with me today is Jordan Kaler, our Loan Portfolio Manager. Thank you again for being here, Jordan. Always a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah.
And today's topic, we are diving into the basics of refinancing a loan. We're going to dive into how it can possibly save you money, what some of the benefits are to you, and whether or not it can boost your credit score. So lots to dig into, lots to cover today. But before we dig into that, Jordan, why don't you just introduce yourself a little bit, talk a little bit about your role here at the credit union.
Yeah. So my name is Jordan Kaler. I've been here since 2019. I'm the loan portfolio manager, which is for me generally consisting of managing our underwriting team and our essentially a business underwriter, while also keeping an eye on our overall loan portfolio to see how it's performing, make any recommendations or any adjustments for maybe things that we have to offer or what our rates are or things like that. So I really enjoy it.
Awesome. So pop quiz question for you. What does underwriting mean?
Underwriting?
What is that term?
Yeah. So it's essentially reviewing a loan request. So like a lender will, you'll work with a lender and then the lender will prepare the application to be underwritten, which is essentially a second set of eyes to make sure that all the information in the application is accurate and that it, the recommendation that the lender has is a sound recommendation for the credit union.
Sure. So whether or not to move forward with the loan based on all the different factors that go into making that decision.
Exactly.
Awesome. So what then exactly is refinancing a loan? Yeah. How does that work?
Yeah. So refinancing is moving debt from one financial institution to another. Generally, there's a couple things that motivate people to refinance, like a lower payment or a lower interest rate, or maybe they need to pull some money out of whatever they're refinancing. But those are usually what we see for when people want to pull the trigger on refinancing and what it is.
So you mentioned saving money as one kind of key benefit of refinancing a loan. How do you save money by moving your loan from one place to another? How does that work?
Yeah.
What factors go into that?
So it depends on how you want to define saving money, right? So either you could refinance for a lower rate where maybe you're keeping your payment the same, but in the long run, you're paying less interest, mm-hmm. which could be saving money, not necessarily from like a monthly cash flow perspective, but in the long run, you'd be saving interest because your interest rate is lower than maybe what you originally had financed. Which pro tip, sometimes if you finance at the dealership, they mark your interest rates up from what you qualify for. So
sure.
If you finance at the dealership, it may be worthwhile taking a look around to see if
sure.
you can get different rates.
Directly to a financial institution
yes.
instead.
Yep.
Sure.
Yep.
So you kind of, just to summarize what you said so far, it sounds like you can save some money on kind of the overall amount that you're paying on the loan over the long term.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's options where you're saving money on a month-to-month basis, like on your payment level.
Yes.
And all of that kind of comes back to interest rate a little bit, it sounds like. So let's dive into that a little
sure.
bit deeper.
Yeah.
Lots of terminology around interest rates, APR, mm-hmm. interest itself. Like, talk about it. Like, what does all of that mean and how does it affect your loan payment?
Yeah. So APR and interest rate, it's kind of nuanced, the difference between the two, but pretty much APR is a more accurate depiction of what the total cost of borrowing is. Sometimes there may be fees. First Alliance doesn't include fees in refinances that would count toward APR. But it is the total like interest that you'll pay plus any costs associated with getting that loan.
Okay.
And that's how APR is figured. It's a more accurate depiction of what the cost of that loan is to you. Whereas interest rate is pretty much how the interest is going to accrue throughout the life of the loan.
Okay.
So that's at a high level the difference between APR and interest rate.
Yeah.
Is.
So like then when you maybe want to do a refinance on your loan and you're looking to compare, you know, the interest rate that you're paying and maybe the interest rate that you're being offered at this other financial institution, are you comparing true interest rate in that case, or is what you're looking at actually APR in most cases? Is that the advertised rate that people are giving you is APR?
Yeah, so advertised rate should be APR. So that should be what's disclosed. You'll want to keep a close eye on what APR is when you're shopping around and maybe mm-hmm. just ask what APR is.
So is there like anything special that you have to do to like lock in a different interest rate when it comes to refinancing? Like I know and maybe this is like getting a little bit too broad with the conversation, but I know like when you're getting a mortgage, you have to lock in your interest rate at a certain point in order to hold it. Is there anything that goes on like that when it comes to refinancing a loan where you have to kind of like lock in where you want to be at or before it moves or anything like that? Is it pretty standard and kind of fixed?
I think it's pretty standard. I can't speak exactly for what all other financial institutions do. However, I know at First Alliance, we're going to honor the rate that's more favorable for you in a changing rate environment. So like, let's say you apply today and then a week later, say rates go up.
Sure.
We'll honor the interest rate that was previously disclosed. Just because that would be pretty poor service to be like, I know I said it's, 5.99, but actually it's 6.5. It's
right.
That's probably not the best experience for the member. So that's how we'll operate. Mortgage versus like a vehicle loan or something like that. Mortgage is usually like the life cycle of like the application process to closing takes a bit longer where rates may fluctuate. So that's probably why you have to lock in your rate.
Sure.
Whereas vehicle loans, like refinances, they can move pretty quick.
Yeah.
You can, the application process is relatively easy and the amount of time it takes to get to close is far less than a mortgage.
Awesome. So that maybe leads me into my next question, which is there any kind of debt that you can't refinance?
Yeah, it all depends on the creditor that you're going with and what products they have to offer. As far as I know, generally speaking, there isn't debt that you really can't refinance. There's certain things that we're unable to do just because of regulations here at First Alliance, like student loans. We're not equipped to handle student loans, but most other products we will handle.
Mm-hmm. So you could refinance a vehicle loan, a personal loan, a credit card. We already talked about mortgages, home equity loans. Can you refinance a home equity loan?
Sure can.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, interesting. And it sounds, and you kind of mentioned it earlier that all of these kind of follow those normal like loan cycle times. So it's not like, a refinance on a mortgage, you still have kind of that longer lead time like you do when you're closing on your mortgage in the first place. And with a vehicle loan, those typically are faster loans in general. So the refinance process will be just as quick.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Awesome. Yep. So does refinancing a credit card, though, because that's a line of credit versus like a fixed term, which is kind of what we've been talking about, does that process look any different, or are there other things to consider when you're refinancing debt from one line of credit to maybe another line of credit, or from a line of credit to a term loan? Like, what does that look like for somebody?
Yeah, so there's a few different ways that people can handle refinancing credit card debt or line of credit. In my opinion, I mean, I think it's more beneficial to refinance your credit card debt to installment debt, which would be a fixed rate, fixed term. Generally, those installment loans are going to have lower rates. I mean, credit cards have interest rates in the high 20s, low 30s right now. Not at First Alliance, where we don't offer, we're not going to charge you that high. But some ways you can do a balance transfer.
Okay.
Now, thinking back to some of the prior episodes that I've been on about, like, utilization and things like that, you want to make sure that if you do a balance transfer, you have a meaningful enough limit so that if you move your money over to a credit card where, say you're moving a $5,000 balance to a $5,000 limit credit card, you're going to not really do yourself favors from a credit score perspective, although we do have like an interest-free period. So it kind of depends on what your ultimate goal is for which one is more beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
Moving it to installment debt is going to have a more favorable impact to your credit score. And again, they'll generally have lower interest rates than what a revolving line would, or a credit card or a line of credit or something like that.
Sure. So you kind of started to dig into the topic of credit scores. Is it ever harmful to your credit score to refinance debt? And in what situations could that potentially be harmful versus positive? Because you talked about it in the positive, which I think is generally how it turns out, but that's not, situations are all different. So,
So thinking back to that like pie of everything that goes into what makes up your credit score, one of them is going to be new credit, which has to do with inquiries and any new trade lines. So like one inquiry may impact your score about 3 to 5 points. So not a huge negative impact, but typically you might see a short-term like dip in your credit score after applying and closing the loan. However, it's going to rebound relatively quickly with positive payment history, and assuming everything else is positive, it won't be it won't have a significant impact to refinance. If you have like a credit card consolidation or something, and kind of like what I talked about, moving it to a signature loan, you can have some pretty substantial improvement that would offset the 3 to 5 like sure. point dip, because the a general rule of thumb is for every percentage of utilization that you have, your credit score will increase or decrease accordingly. So the more you have on credit cards, the lower your score will be.
Okay.
So if you free up your credit card balances and move it to installment debt, you're, you know, freeing up that utilization. So if you are, if you've got like a, say a $2,000 credit card that you have maxed out, and then you move it to installment, you've got in theory maybe about 100 points to gain.
Interesting. That's actually very quite quickly. A bit.
Yeah.
That's a so lot.
The positives generally outweigh the negative.
Okay, good. So I'm just going to kind of back us up a little bit, because we've talked about a lot of stuff already.
Yeah.
So when it comes to refinancing, you know, and the benefits to doing that, it really seems like the key benefit that most people are looking at is probably around that payment, like lowering mm-hmm. the payment. But we also kind of talked about, but we didn't really dig into too much on, like, the term of your loan and mm-hmm. how that can factor into making that payment either more affordable or not.
Mm-hmm.
So can you talk a little bit about how, you know, we talked about interest rate, we talked about trying to save money on that payment, mm-hmm. but how does the length of time that you're making those payments affect that ultimate payment? Because if you're looking to lower your payment, you maybe had a shorter term loan, mm-hmm. if you refinance to a longer term loan, could that also technically save you on your monthly payment, but maybe not over the life of the loan?
Yeah.
You following my
yep.
line of
yep.
thinking
yep.
here? Okay.
Yep.
yeah, just kind of talk through that a little bit.
Sure. Yeah, it really depends on what your need or what your goals are. Sometimes it's easy to get into a vehicle that might be too much, and the payment gets to be too high where you really are having a hard time making that payment. So in that case, it might make sense to refinance and what's called re-amortize, which mm-hmm. would mean, let's say you finance this car, it's on a 5-year term, and the payment is pretty high, and then you go somewhere else and you're like, I need to refinance, I need to reduce my payment. Then you would probably refinance maybe in like a 6-year term,
mm-hmm.
Which again, it all depends on what your goals are. If your primary goal is to free up cash flow, that will accomplish that, because you're taking that same amount and instead of dividing it over 5 years, it's over 6 years.
Sure.
So with that, it reduces your payment. However, what usually comes with a longer term is a higher interest rate. So mm-hmm. to your point, you may be paying more interest over the life of the loan, but it may accomplish your short-term need, which would be decreasing the payment.
Sure.
So before re-amortizing, it's definitely worth asking yourself, like, do I want to have a car payment for an additional year mm-hmm. or however long you stretch that payment out for? Because if it is where you can afford it, you just kind of want a lower payment, I generally advise not to do that, because it you're just be in debt for a longer period
yeah,
of time.
Yeah, it's just not advantageous long term.
Yeah.
So that kind of leads me to another question that I think if you've never refinanced a vehicle before, I think maybe is a question that you would have. And that is, so you take out a $20,000 car loan mm-hmm. out the gate, and then you've maybe paid down $5,000 of it mm-hmm. and you want to refinance it. Are you refinancing $20,000 or are you refinancing the $15,000 because you've already paid down the $5,000?
Yep. So you'll be refinancing whatever your current balance is. So if you can, in the example you described, you would be refinancing $15,000.
So in that situation, that alone could help your payment come
yep.
down too.
Yep.
Just the fact that that balance is less. But at the start of our conversation, you had mentioned something about, like, cash out.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? How does that work?
Yeah. So sometimes what you'll see people do is they'll want to refinance their vehicle, but maybe credit card debt is also looming over their heads mm-hmm. and it's really tough and they just want it gone. If the value of your vehicle is there and it makes sense to do, you could take the credit card balance that you have and kind of couple that with your vehicle refinance. So let's stick with the same example where you originally financed at $20,000, now you're at $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
You could take the $15,000 car loan balance and say you've got $2,000 worth of credit cards. You would pay off that $2,000 credit card, your $15,000 vehicle, and you'd have a $17,000 loan that you're refinancing secured by your vehicle. Now, when you okay. secure a loan with a vehicle or some kind of asset, typically, generally speaking, I mean, you will see a lower interest rate associated with that. So compared to unsecured borrowing. So if you were to say, I want a car loan and separately I want to pay off my $2,000 credit card with a signature loan, mm-hmm. you'd be paying a higher rate on that signature loan than you would your car loan.
Sure.
So again, it just all boils down to what your goals and stuff are for yeah. what structure would make the most sense for an individual.
Yeah. So many options, so many yeah. scenarios that we could go through. So let's, is there, you know, I know for some people this may be more helpful than others, but I think are there like certain market conditions that would indicate it would be a good time to consider refinancing? And when I mean that, like, you know, the market conditions can, you know, affect interest rates mm-hmm. and they can affect all kinds of different things. So are there any indicators that people can like look out for to be like, hey, you know, it might actually be advantageous time for me to refinance versus mm-hmm. another time?
Yeah. So right now is actually a good opportunity depending on when you initially financed your vehicle. So the interest rate environment today compared to like 2023, today in 2025, it is lower than what it was in 2023. So if you finance the vehicle in 2023, more than likely, if you go and shop around to see if you can refinance, you're going to be saving probably at least 1% in an interest rate, two.
Which is quite a bit interest rate wise, actually.
It is. So rates have come down compared to a couple years ago. So if you keep an eye or you hear any buzz about the Fed and, you know, the Fed reducing rates, just kind of keep an eye on it and shop mm-hmm. around. And when you hear that kind of buzz and hear that they have decreased that rate, shop around. See who's offering what rates and what would be the best for you.
Yeah. No, that's really great advice. And I think, you know, we live in such a headline society. Mm-hmm. So that alone, just watch for those headlines, like interest mm-hmm. rates dropping, like that yeah. alone could be enough to kind of give you the indication, hey, maybe you should shop around a little bit. I love that.
Yep.
When it comes to refinancing your loan, is there like any specific documentation somebody should be ready to bring with them when they're ready to start that process and that initial kind of application to refinance?
Yeah. So I'll speak for the state of Minnesota because each state, if it's like a secured loan with a title, each state has different titling rules. But for Minnesota, we are not what's called a title holding state. So like Wisconsin is. And so if you're in Wisconsin and you have a loan, the creditor or the financial institution is going to hold your title until that loan is paid off.
Okay.
In the state of Minnesota, you will get your title, but whoever you have the loan with will be listed on your title as, I think it's secured interest, which or lien holder. It's two different words for the same thing. So you want to make sure that if you're in the state of Minnesota and it's titled in Minnesota, that you have your title.
Okay.
Additionally, you'll want to make sure that you have what's called a 10-day payoff. What that's going to tell whoever you're refinancing with is it's going to say, this is how much it will be to pay off your loan within 10 days. Generally, they give a 10-day payoff because there's a cashier's check or something that's issued in the mail. And so those 10 days kind of allow for that mailing time so that it's not like 7 cents short and they don't release what's called the lien because it's 7 cents short and there's still a 7 cent balance on your loan.
Sure. So that makes a ton of sense. So just, you know, some nuances there.
Yep.
And I'm assuming, you know, if somebody were to come and sit down with our lenders here at First Alliance, like we would walk them through all of that and kind of talk you through, you know, these are the types of documents we need and kind of coach you through that.
Yep, exactly.
Awesome. Anything else, Jordan, that our listeners, our watchers should know about refinancing a loan that we haven't covered today? We talked about a lot, but did I miss anything important?
No, I mean, nothing really missed. It's just restating. Just you want to make sure that you know what your goals and what your needs are. And whoever you're working on refinancing with, you want to make sure that you relay that to them so that whatever they put you into aligns closely with what your goals and what your needs are. Because not in every instance, it won't always make sense to re-amortize or something like that or refinance for a higher interest rate. You want to make sure that you ask the questions and make sure that whatever the solution is going to align with your needs and goals.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here. This was a ton of information. This has been Good Money Moves. Thank you for joining us. Make sure that you like and subscribe to our YouTube channel so you never miss an episode. Or if you want to catch us as a podcast, you can listen on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube podcasts. Otherwise, this has been Good Money Moves. You can check us out at firstalliancecu.com/podcast.